Hello, brave adventurers. Welcome back to our exciting podcast series, specially crafted for all those fearless and adventurous girls out there. I'm your host, Aria, and I am thrilled to embark on another amazing journey with you today. In our last episode, we followed the daring escapades of Lily and Ava as they discover the magic of friendship on their quest to the hidden crystal caverns. But hold on to your hats, because today, our adventure takes us to a distant land called Mystica, where mysteries abound and secrets await. Our heroines for today are Mia and Sophie, two brave and resourceful friends who reside in the charming village of Mystica. Mia, with her curly brown hair and sparkle in her eye, is known for her unwavering determination and addiction to challenges. She also has fun pulling a little prank on Tilly, the mean and sassy bully at their school. Then there's Sophie, with her courageous laughter and adventurous spirit. She's always up for the challenge. She loves to take photos of the sunsets on the beaches of Mystica and taking photos of the moon at night from the forests. It's also nice. She loves it because she grew up in the forest, right near Mia, who was only two houses away. But Mia lives in a treehouse. You heard me right, a treehouse. But their beautiful land was in danger, great danger. Like their neighbourhood land, Everglow. The president of Mystica and the president of Everglow had discovered that a third land, Nekhar, was planning to attack both of these mysterious, mystical, beautiful lands. Their homes would be destroyed. Mia and Sophie had to save their homes. One fine day, while exploring the outskirts of Mystica, Mia and Sophie tumbled upon an ancient tome nestled within a hidden nook. This book spoke of a legendary artifact, the Phoenix's Feather. Powerful talisman said to possess the ability to bring harmony back to the lands of Mystica and Everglow. The land of Nectar would have been defeated before they even started their attack. Mystica and Everglow would be saved from being destroyed, and people would remain in peace. Intrigued by this legend, Mia and Sophie set forth on a daring quest to find the exclusive Phoenix's Feather and restore balance to Mystica. When they reached the tumbling forest, they stopped in their tracks, for a long branch blocked the pathway that led to the Phoenix's Feather. They either had to climb over the branch or go through the sparkling streams that lay beside the tumbling forest. It would almost be impossible to reach the Phoenix's Feather. But then Sophie had a great idea. Mia, can you get me some of those branches from the tumbling forest hanging right above that log? And I'll get some vines and weeds. So Mia clambered onto the big fallen branch. It was too high to jump, so she reached out and grabbed 10 fallen branches. And Sophie grabbed 20 vines from the ground. And as the sun began to set, they set off on their mission. They had finished it, their raft, and they both hopped on. And as the river led them to the feather, they fell fast asleep. When they awoke, the sun was shining bright above their heads. But then, Mia realised they were tipping. "A waterfall!" cried out Mia. But they grabbed onto the bank as the raft went over the edge. But then Mia slipped! And fell down. But luckily, just as she was about to go down into the waters, Sophie grabbed her arm and they kept going. They travelled over rolling hills and underneath the sunny skies. However, their path was fraught with obstacles. They would make it very difficult to find the Phoenix's Feather. They came to a hill that had a path leading into a dark, rotting chamber, in which were three tables, each one with a fairy sitting at. They both walked up to the first table, and the fairy screeched in a very high and angry voice,
"How dare you challenge me! I would beat you in one try!"
Mia and Sophie didn't know what to do. Then the fairy screeched,
"Solve my riddle and you may pass."
"So what is your
"Don't interrupt me, child, or there shall be great punishment!"
Mia stopped talking.
Now, what has hands but can't clap? You shall have three guesses because I am kind.
Mia and Sophie whispered to each other. Is it a clock? Mia chimed.
Yes, hear me pass,
said the fairy, clearly annoyed at the two as they moved to the next fairy.
You shall pass,
she said. Clearly, this was a nice and kind fairy who was in a very good mood. When the pair moved to the next fairy, she laughed.
Ha ha ha, you shall not solve my riddle. And you shall have two guesses. What has hands but cannot clap?
We've done this one. It's a clock, Sophie said.
No,
said the fairy. What? Sophie said.
An elephant?
Said Mia, puzzled.
Yes.
That was pretty random, Mia said, as they continued on their quest. They had to pass riddles spoken by wise old owls and enchanted doors that open only to those of pure heart. But Mia and Sophie were undeterred. Their unwavering determination and their bond of their friendship served as their beacon through the trials they faced. Along the way, they discovered wonders and encountered creatures both whimsical and wise, such as the old owl in the tree, who had 20 riddles. Luckily, they escaped before the first one. As they ventured deeper into Mystica, they stumbled upon the forgotten temple where the phoenix's feather was said to rest. But to reach it, they had to pass a series of daunting challenges set by the temple's guardian, a majestic griffin with piercing eyes and a regal demeter.
Na 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 na.
Through courage and wit, Mia and Sophie passed the guardian's test, earning the griffin's respect and trust. With a gracious nod, the griffin revealed the location of the phoenix feather, which shimmered with an iridescent glow. But just as they were about to claim the artifact, a malevolent force emerged, a dark sorceress who sought to claim the phoenix's feather for her selfish ambitions. Mia and Sophie, armed with their bravery and quick thinking, stood together against the sorceress. Through teamwork and ingenuity, they managed to safeguard the phoenix's feather, ensuring that its power remained in the right hands.
Da, 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 da.
With phoenix's feather in their possession, Mia and Sophie returned to Mystica, where they used its magic to restore harmony and peace to the land. And so, dear adventurers, as Mia and Sophie celebrated their victory, they learned that true courage and friendship can overcome any challenge, and that is the greatest treasure of all. And all of the greatest treasures are often found in the bonds we share. That concludes our adventure for today, but fear not. More wondrous tales await on the horizon. Until next time, keep your hearts open to adventure and your spirits soaring high. I can't wait to sail the mighty seas with you again. Arr me hearties. See you next episode.